Blog Talk Radio.
Want to welcome everyone once again to another live episode of the RF Sports Radio Show. I'm your host, RF. As you guys know, we do our show every Tuesday and Thursday. Coming to you guys a little bit early tonight at 9:30 on our regular time, because we got so much to talk about. I want to make sure we had enough time to cover everything. On tonight's show, we're going to talk a lot about, number one, LeBron James coming back to Cleveland. The game is still on right now as we speak. 4:26 left in the third. LeBron has already got 30 points. So he's definitely trying to put on a show for his ex-team, ex-hometown, right there in Cleveland. So we're going to talk a lot about that and his reaction to the guy when he first came on the court. Then we got a special guest on tonight, Casey Millen from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. He's going to be on talking about BCS, how to help us sort out this whole mess with the BCS, talk about why TCU may or may not be in the title game. So we'll talk about that. Of course, we get into a lot of Cowboys questions. I got some questions for everyone out there. So if you're a Cowboy fan or a Cowboy hater, be ready to call into the show live at 323-927-2906 for the second half of the show, because I got some really, really tough questions for the fans and for the haters. So get a chance to talk about all that. And without further ado, let's go ahead and bring on our co-host real quick, because he got to do picks. He won the picks last week, and he won the picks the week before as well. So he got 2 weeks of wins right now on a win streak. And tonight we're going to do our picks for this week of the NFL. So I got to knock him down a peg real quick. So let's bring on our co-host, our co-pilot of the show, Royce. How you doing tonight, man?
Hey, Rodney, what's going on? I'm on a winning streak like the math. They got a 5-game winning streak. I'm on a 2-game winning streak. I expect to catch them by the end of the season. But how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Actually, the Mavs on the 7-game winning streak, so you got to do a while to catch them.
I'll catch them. I'm going to sweep the rest of the season. But listen, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
If LeBron James scores 50 points tonight, what would the headlines in Cleveland sports section be tomorrow?
Well,
I wonder what the headlines are going to be tomorrow. Anyway.
That's going to be something. That's going to be something to talk about. I mean, right now they're up 88-54. So if he puts up 50, he might be able to outscore the whole team tonight. So if he does that, then yeah, it will be some kind of headline going on in the Cleveland paper tomorrow. But let's go ahead and get into this real quick, Royce. And first, before we start out everything, let's play exactly how LeBron was accepted when he came back to Cleveland. His first game back in Quicken Loans Arena. All the talk all week about how mad and folks are going to throw stuff on the floor. People are going to be running on the court. The whole the security that they talked about. Let's listen real quick on how LeBron James was received when he stepped back on the court for the first time at Quicken Loans Arena.
St. Mary High School, number 6, LeBron James.
That audio does any justice to what really happened. I mean, they booed him big time, Royce. I mean, you saw this. They booed him for real. And they played the Empire music in the background, the Eve Empire music in the background, and that was huge. And they cheered loudly when Z came on. I mean, I guess they hold no animosity towards Big Z.
Right. Well, he's a Miami Heat, too. I don't know why, but he's on the same team with LeBron. But, that, you know, Rodney, my reaction to that's kind of cold. You know, it'd be the same thing here in Dallas. It's Dirk left. I don't think I'd boo him. You know what I mean? Because, you know, what he's done for Dallas. And, you know, LeBron played up to 7 years. You know, he played 100% when he played. He made Cleveland. You know, wasn't nobody even talking about Cleveland before he got there. So, that's my reaction. I'm not a Cleveland Cavalier fan. Never have been. But that's not my reaction. And we've seen players go and come and go. And, you know, what's so bad about it, he could have woke up the next morning and been traded. That's just basketball. You know what I mean? I don't hear booing the owners when they trade somebody. So, you know, that's how I feel about it.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about this, because we haven't talked about this on the show yet about the whole LeBron James deal. But, I mean, and I look at it like this. You got to understand the mentality for the fans in Cleveland. The fans in Cleveland equal what happened when LeBron left as, you know, the town factory closing down. You know, they kept talking about the economic impact for LeBron leaving, folks losing jobs, the economy going down. The economy is already bad, you know, and it's not like they traded him like other players. You know, I equate it to when Shaq left L.A. They had just won the title.
Right.
Shaq left. And when Shaq left, he basically blamed everything on Kobe, saying that Kobe didn't want him there. You know, Kobe, you know, made some kind of decision to make him leave. So nobody really got mad at Shaq. They got mad at Kobe. And that's when the whole hate for Kobe really kind of jumped off in a lot of sports fans' minds. So it's a little bit different in that aspect. But this, for the first time, is a player that decided he didn't want to be there. Now, my whole issue with this is this team that you were on last year was the best winning team in the NBA. You guys won 61 games, and you're saying to this team that, hey, you know, we won 61 games. We were the best team last year in the regular season. But, you know, I'm going to go over here with these guys because these guys are much better than you are. And even right now, if they win this game, they're just going to be 12-8. So it's not like they're winning, you know, every game. They're still trying to get everything worked out. But, you know, I kind of feel more so for the players than I do for the fans, because they were looking at it like, man, what's wrong with us? We won 61 games last year. And even Mo Williams, before the game, made some comments to reporters saying that he thought about this like your ex-girlfriend showing up at on your wedding day. You know, and that's how he looked at the situation. So how should these players feel that now that LeBron don't want to play with these guys anymore?
Well, Rodney, before that even happened, you know, he played there 7 years. They reached the playoff, they reached the finals, but no ring. You know what I mean? Well, he was supposed to play 17 years with the same organization and still no ring. You know, even as good as his numbers was, the MVP and all that, we know the ultimate prize of playing the sport is the ring. And some guys play all their life and never have a ring. You know, and that's on him. You know, I don't know. He's always been a winner everywhere he went, even from high school. That kind of stuff, that eats away at a man's soul, to me. And that's my opinion. But he's got to look at the history of sports. You know, you had guys like Jim Brown and Carew in baseball, that they were treating these guys, players, any kind of way before they had a free agency, you know what I mean? It was terrible. Well, they open up free agency. That's what free agency is. You do your contract, you can go anywhere you want to. That's his choice, you know. And like I said, Cleveland had their chance. They made their money. They sold out, you know, stadiums. They did this and that. But just like Shaq went away, the Lakers survived, you know. And there's 12 other guys on that roster, you know what I mean? And it's up to them to get it done. You know, you play for pride.
I understand that. And to your point, though, I mean, the franchise did put themselves in this situation. I mean,
they put
LeBron, you know, on everything.
LeBron was on all the buildings downtown.
Everyone had the witness signs. You know, everyone, you know, he was the guy that was from Cleveland and saved Cleveland. Right.
He was cash cow.
They put a lot of it on themselves. And now when they realize that, hey, he can leave and he will leave, you know, they're kind of left holding the bag. Now, what I thought was interesting was yesterday a story comes out from Yahoo Sports, and the owner, Dan Gilbert, has already been fined $100,000 by David Stern for those comments he made right after LeBron was traded. And they come out with a story on Yahoo Sports that says that he's spending hundreds of thousands of dollars right now on an investigation to find out if there was any tampering done by the Miami Heat on their part to get LeBron to come to Miami. Now, he's saying, you know, he's always saying that, hey, I moved on. I got to think about my team right now.
Right.
But, I mean, well, why do this? You think he's really trying to, you know, stick that knife on LeBron? I mean, why go through spending all this money to try to find his tampering? I mean, he must be really hurt, just like the fans are.
Yeah, I don't understand that. To me, that's that's kind of dirty. You know, I mean, let it go. Life goes on. And what does that say about the other guys that are playing right now? That they're not as important as LeBron James,
right?
Spend that. You know, when he had him there, he should have spent money to surround him with better players. And LeBron asked for that all the time. You know, and like I say, without LeBron James, they wouldn't have got anywhere. And for years he asked them that. And they went and got mediocre players. They didn't get anybody of high caliber. I mean, who did they pick up?
Yeah. I mean, the rest of the money, after they spent the money on LeBron and Dwayne and Chris Bosh, the rest of the money went to Udonis Haslem and Mike Miller. Neither one of them are playing right now.
Yeah.
Udonis Haslem is out, and Mac Miller hadn't even touched the floor yet.
But I'm talking about Cleveland, when he was in Cleveland.
What
marquee player did they go get? You know, they didn't go get anybody.
Yeah, they brought in guys that were past their prime. Shaq, Antoine Jameson.
Williams, and mediocre players, average players, but no superstar. You know what I mean? They didn't team him up with anybody. They could have had a big three in Cleveland. They didn't go up to anybody. So that, you know, to me, I think it's nonsense. Let it go. Life goes on. You know, it's just like sports. He'll be the big news tomorrow. Somebody else be the big news. I mean, he's the big news today. Somebody else be the big news tomorrow. But that's what free agency is. You know, you play out your contract, you know, and it's the same thing in all sports. We see it in baseball all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, though, Russ.
Let me ask you this. For LeBron to be as big as he is, for him to be, quote-unquote, King James,
right.
How come he could not get players to come play in Cleveland? How come he couldn't call somebody like a Chris Bosh or like a Dwayne Wade or Carmelo Anthony or whoever, you know, even the other free agent that went to New York with Stoudemire? How come he couldn't call these guys and say, hey, y'all come to Cleveland and play with my team, with me?
Well, that's not on LeBron. That's on ownership. That's not on LeBron. That's on ownership. You know, and that's just like the Mavericks. You know, that's on Mark Cuban to go out and get marquee players. That's on ownership.
Mm.
So I can't put that on LeBron, you know, solely. But that's on ownership. It could have been the money. You know, it could have been a lot of reasons. Maybe he wasn't the smarter. You know, even the year they went to the finals, why the next year he couldn't have spent the money on one key player to complement LeBron, and the next year they would have had a championship. So I got to put that on ownership. So,
the team he was on had a good chance to go. I mean, they won, you know, 60-plus games. You know, they got to the conference finals twice. I mean, they've been to the NBA finals at one time. So don't you think that team was, you know, good enough to get it done?
Well, look at the Mavericks. They've been to the championship game. They've been to the finals. But what have they done since then? Are you satisfied with them not having a championship? No.
Mm.
Right?
That's true.
We go through this every year. 50,
right.
60 games, they go to playoffs, and still no championship.
Right.
You know, I'm for one are tired of waiting. You know.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Right, so.
Well, LeBron James is doing his thing. He's got 22 points alone in the third quarter. They've been booing him the whole game. And now the boos are starting to quiet down because he's putting on a clinic right now. He's got 36 total points, 22 in the third quarter. And the Miami Heat are up 93-62.
Right.
And
now, what better way to
stop? Go ahead.
What better way to stop? The only way to stop him for crowd is what? Points, score touchdowns, hit on runs. It usually does. He did the right thing, you know.
Yeah, they've been booing him. I mean, they've been saying some stuff I can't even say on the air right now.
Oh, I know. I know. But, you know, like I said, I'm not a Cavalier. I'm a Mavericks fan, you know. I'm cheering him. They're on a 7-game winning streak, you know. But if they get to the playoffs and it's all about nothing, you know, I'm sad again. You know, we just like the Rangers. For years we went through this with the Rangers. But we got excited for them to go to the championship. We wanted them to win. But, you know, it's just hard, you know. The grand prize is the championship. That's the grand prize. Every city wants to have a championship, so that's what they play
and
for.
And speaking of the Mavs, they are on a 7-game win streak. They did annihilate the Minnesota Timberwolves last night. And last Saturday night, speaking of LeBron as well, we had LeBron here in Dallas at the Mavericks in the Heat game. We were there. We were out in front of that story about the whole players-only meeting. We were out in front of that. They haven't actually lost since they had that players-only meeting.
Right. It must have worked.
Right, exactly. So, and then we had so many people last show on Tuesday when we played the audio for the first time call in. We had some audio problems at the beginning of the show, so we're going to replay that interview for you guys real quick so you can hear some of that audio from LeBron and Dwayne Wade right after the Mavericks game when they lost and decided to have a players-only meeting. When we come back for that, of course, we're going to be joined by a special guest, Casey Millen from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. He'll be on talking about BCS and everything else. So let's go ahead and listen to some of this audio real quick, and we'll be right back with you guys with more of the RF Sports Radio show.
Yeah, team meeting where everybody got an opportunity to get off what they had on their chest or what they had in their head about us figuring things out. Right now, we are 9-18, and we have to own up to that. You know, does our record speak of what team we can become? No, I don't think so. But right now, we are 9-8 because we've been playing like that, and we have to figure this thing out, which we will.
Share your message of what you guys said to the team.
Nah, can't do that. Just know that we had some deep things to say, you know, to one another. That got out, which was, you know, we needed it. We needed it.
The players or coaches too?
Nah, just straight players.
What? Why now?
I mean, I just felt like we needed it. You know, it was just sometimes just a feel. We haven't had a team only meeting, you know, at the 9-8. Not even just the record, like you said, the way we've been playing. We've been playing like we're 9-8. And it just felt like it was a time, you know, needed. And, you know, this is a new team. It's a new group of guys. And, you know, guys need to understand and know each other and get to hear each other talk. And I think we all feel better, you know, after the talk we had.
Dwayne, how particularly tough is this on you? It's tough for everybody, but particularly you. This was your team. These guys came to Miami to play with you. How tough is it for you to sit here right now and see this team in Miami?
Well, it's tough because I know the potential of this team. You know, I know where, you know, my vision that I had when this team was put together. But, you know, like I told them, like I said, I mean, my championship team was 10-10. You know, I've been a part of, you know, of it when it's great, and I've been a part of, you know, in Miami when it's, you know, not so great. But I understand that you have to stay the course. So, you know, the bigger picture is always lost. You know, it's always about the immediate. And right now we need to focus on, you know, the immediate. But, you know, I understand my championship team was 10-10, and it took a loss here in Dallas, you know, once, before we got things going. And, you know, so I have those experiences that I've always go back to.
Could you talk just a little bit about how you see the Mavericks doing right now, sir?
They're doing okay. They're doing good. I think we're 6 in a row now. You know, the Mavericks always play well, you know, especially, you know, this team, you know, I think last year when they made the trade, you know, they didn't play as well as they, you know, everyone thought because it takes time. And now they've been playing together for a while. You can see it all come together. And it's a good ball club. They're going to win 50-plus games in the regular season and, you know, contest in the Western Conference with the best teams.
How do you guys distinguish what camaraderie, what's you know, trying to mesh and what's wrong. You know, like, you understand what I'm saying, bro? Between the both?
Well, it's tough because, like D-Way said, I've been on my first 3 years where, you know, things was unbalanced. And, you know, you're winning games, you're not winning games. But I've also been on the side where, you know, the camaraderie was great off the floor, and it was made it much easier for us on the court when we got on the court. Now, it's going to take time. We understand that because it's a team that – is new to each other, you know, and it's going to take time. But things that we could do right now is go out there and just play, you know, play hard, you know, don't have any lapses. And, you know, I think the fact that we know we're so talented individually, we feel like we can have lapses at time, which is, you know, not the key, you know. So we're looking forward to to this next stint, and we're going to try to put this behind us.
Champ, what's the key tonight? Not stopping the boys from Big D from putting the pickle in the pickle barrel in that third quarter?
Well,
Rob, what are your thoughts on that Michael Jordan commercial, man? You get a chance to see it? He did a voiceover of what you did tonight.
I haven't seen it.
Dwayne, you said, Dwayne, obviously that 10-10 team, that championship team also had to have some internal changes, too. I mean, are you guys worried that eventually somebody's going to have to be accountable? If it's not you, it might be the coaches. It might not, you know.
Us as players, we're accountable. You know, I never would put anything on a coach. Win, lose, or draw, because, you know, they can give us a game plan, but they're not on the court playing. And, I think with this team, especially with the IQ of this team, you know, we are smart enough to make adjustments on the floor, on the fly. And I don't think we're doing that as much as we want to. You know, now it's time to, you know, take ownership up to this is our team, you know. And, you know, even though we respect our coach for what they do, but, you know, their job is to get us ready for the game. When the game starts, it's our job. From that point to lead the game and be leaders, and so not really. I don't worry about changes. You know, I can't control them. One thing we control is our efforts and the way we play.
Are you guys sense of how much people are enjoying the fact that you guys are struggling out of the gate the way you are?
Of course,
yeah, we love it.
Of course,
it's great.
Were you expecting it?
Of course. I mean, win, lose, or draw, people gonna say we were 17-0. They should be 17-0, and you know, if we're on 17, they'll love it too. So. It's not the end of the world for us, but we know we can play better. I mean, we are our own critics at this point. I mean, we 9-8, and the crazy thing is, in Eastern Conference, I mean, 5th seed, 6th seed, I don't know. The 2-game winning streak would be the 3rd seed or 2nd seed in Eastern Conference. We're our own critics right now, and we know we're not playing to the capability that we should be doing. So, you know, tomorrow is the day off, get an opportunity to sit back with our families, enjoy it. Watch a little football and then get back to work on Monday.
You done?
All right, guys. That was a quick audio, real quick, of LeBron James and Dwayne Wade after the Mavs game. I couldn't help but to laugh, Royce. If you guys from the Dallas Fort Worth area, you might have recognized that voice right there in the middle. That was old Scoops Callahan from 1310, the ticket from the Bad Radio Show. But let's get into some BCS talk real quick. We are joined by our special guest. Casey Millen of 1310 The Ticket, and also the Butt Naked Radio Show, sports radio show. So we've got to ask him about that one too. So let's bring him on real quick. Casey, you're live on our sports radio show. What's going on, man?
What's up, man? How you doing, fellas? Hey, good. Casey, how you doing? Oh, I'm hanging in there, buddy. I love that LeBron audio.
yeah,
that's pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, your buddy.
Yeah, I'm digging on that, man. I'm a total hater of the way those guys went about things. So, you know, me and the rest of the country outside of Miami are really enjoying this.
Yeah. Let me ask you real quick while we're on that, because we talked about that first part of the show. We played a little bit of how LeBron was introduced and got booed. I mean, real quick, I mean, what do you think about the whole, you know, the fans and how mad they are? Should they be mad? Should they be upset? Should there be a lot of anger towards LeBron? I mean, LeBron's a grown man. He can go where he wants to, right?
Yeah, and, you know, there's some precedent for that. And, I mean, the most recently you had Garnett moving around. You know, Allen moved around. I mean, even you had Gary Payton and Karl Malone when they went to the Lakers. And you see
right.
stuff like that. You can go back to Chamberlain and Kareem when they joined up with Magic and things like that. I think what makes this so bad, I think there's really two elements to it. The obvious one is the decision, the whole program that ESPN put out there and the way he went about, you know, announcing this to the world, I guess. It was really pretentious, and it obviously turned a lot of people off. But the other thing is that this was a guy who was from Cleveland playing for the Cavaliers, and they had a connection to that guy that's unlike, you know, almost anything else you see. You know, it's not just a franchise. You're not just talking about the Cavaliers. You're talking about Cleveland sports in general, and those fans are probably as beat down as any other city in terms of their sports, and LeBron was their savior. He was that guy. I mean, they had signs all over the city talking about how it was more than basketball with him. He was their son, and, you know, he made a huge production out of the fact that he was leaving them, and they felt burned. So I think a lot of people can identify with that, and that's what made it so bad.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. And me and Royce talked about it. He doesn't see it that way. He feels like, you know, Cleveland made the mistake of putting him on a pedestal so much to where that it did feel a lot of pain, a lot of hurt for that city. I mean, I know he's a local guy, but Cleveland really went out that way to make LeBron, you know, Cleveland, you know, to the fact that when he did leave, it was going to be such a such a huge deal. So shouldn't the franchise itself share a lot of the burden for having him leave and having everybody feel the way they feel right now?
Well, I would say no. But, I mean, because you got to remember, this is a business. And from the franchise's perspective, you know, they took a kid who was from Akron. He's from the Cleveland area. His high school games were on ESPN. They
right,
ended up
right.
being fortunate enough to get the local right. guy to sell the tickets. And I'll tell you, the NBA, the thing that NBA teams and the NBA as a whole does better than any other sports league is that they sell their players. I mean, you know, the problem that the NHL has is you don't know, Ovechkin, you know, Crosby. And outside of that, you don't really know anybody because they don't market them. The NBA does. You know, you won't see, you know, you don't see Lakers-Celtics. I mean, even though that's a big rivalry and that's the biggest in the NBA, you still see when the commercials come out, it's Kobe against Garnett. You know,
right.
And so from the franchise perspective, absolutely. You put his face all over that city wearing that Cavaliers jersey, and everybody knows he's a local guy because, you know, there was a lot of anticipation about the decision itself, but there was a ton of anticipation, I don't know if you guys remember this, about when he was coming out of high school and their ability to get him in the draft. And so,
right, I remember that.
Yeah, and so, I mean, they've kind of lived and died with this guy since he was a junior in high school. So, whether the team marketed him that way or not, I don't know that there was any way that they could control the way the fans perceived it. So I don't blame them at all. I blame Dan Gilbert for the way that he responded when it happened. He was way out of line. But, you know, you expect the fans to feel that way.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And we talked about, too, that story on Yahoo Sports yesterday was that Dan Gilbert is still spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to try to find out what if there was any tampering done by the Miami Heat to get LeBron to go there. So he's kind of beating a dead horse. And I don't know what he's trying to gain from this, but he says he's giving everything up, but to me it doesn't sound that way, not that way at all. But while we got you on, too, I know you're a huge college football fanatic. And if you guys don't know, we're joined by Casey Miller from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Now, will you please explain to my co-host, Royce, why TCU is not going to be in the championship game?
I'm a TCU fan.
Well, listen, you know what? And my sister actually goes to TCU right now. I have every reason to pull for the Frogs in terms of them getting their shot.
Right.
But TCU is simply not going to. I mean, you would like to think that they have an outside chance that if Auburn were to lose or if Oregon were to lose that they could. But the odds are that they probably still wouldn't. I mean, Auburn with one loss, you know, I mean, if Auburn went 12-1, they still have a pretty good shot of getting in there. But let's say they didn't, they'd probably put Stanford in there. The problem TCU has is nothing new. I mean, they've been going to BCS games. They've been, you know, highly competitive for the last, five years.
Right.
But wins over Utah, who was overrated, you know, winning, you know, you beat Baylor when Baylor was playing pretty well. And, I mean, I got to hand it to TCU. They took care of business, and they gave Baylor all they wanted. But Baylor flaked out at the end of the season. It wasn't as impressive of a win. And I don't know why, but the media seemed more biased towards Boise State anyway. I mean, Boise State dug their own grave in that Nevada game. But for whatever reason, and I was totally against this, if I had to pick the two of them, I would tell you I'd take TCU over Boise State because Oregon State proved not to be that much. That win wasn't as impressive to me. And right after they beat Virginia Tech went out and lost to James Madison at home the very next week. So, I get it, like, I would put TCU in there next year if they were in the Big East. And it's really semantics, guys. I mean, you're talking about the difference. It really is semantics. Everybody talks about how terrible the Big East is. You know, a lot of people question why the Big East even get an automatic bid. But the bottom line is that the Big East is still, year in and year out, going to be a better conference than the Mountain West. It's going to be better than the WAC or – you know, Conference USA or any of these. It just is. They're bigger programs. You know, you put Pittsburgh in the Mountain West this year and maybe they're a one-loss team. And, you know, they're going to win the Big East this year, and everybody thinks that, they're fraudulent for getting in a BCS game. So, I mean, I kind of get the case. If you're one of those little guys, if you're Boise State or TCU, you make the case. But honestly, I think it's right. I don't know that they should get in with that schedule.
Well, the reason why I said that, because I'm excited about TCU. I had friends that went there in the 70s and 80s, and I remember going to TCU game. It wasn't that exciting. I'm just excited for the Fort Worth area. You know, Texas has gone down, Baylor, Texas Tech, and, you know, I'm just rooting. It's the only, TCU's the hottest team in Texas right now. So that's one reason why I got excited. Right,
yeah.
That's one reason why I got excited about it. We don't know how long it's going to be before Texas get back to where they were. So, you know, like I said, I had friends that went in the 70s and 80s, and we're talking about TCU. You know, so I think that's why I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
And I like arguing with Rodney, so that's part of it, too. So.
let me just ask you guys a question.
Go ahead.
You know,
ahead.
I think you, when you get into BCS games and, you know, you have an automatic qualifier, but you still have non-automatic bids, like the Rose Bowl, that's why TCU gets in there.
Right.
But certainly the national championship game where they're going to vote on teams, you know, we've made a big deal out of going undefeated, and obviously if you're in a BCS conference and you go undefeated, you certainly have a legitimate case. But
right.
I look at your resume. You know, when TCU goes out there and hangs 70 on New Mexico, that's not impressive to me. I mean, I got to be real honest. They should be doing that. I mean, whenever Auburn goes out, you beat Alabama on the road and you come back. You know, you hang 65 on Arkansas, who finishes the season second in the SEC. You know what I mean? Then you got to go to LSU, and you pick up a big win there. And, I mean, I realize that the SEC's non-conference games, they still play teams like Louisiana Monroe.
Yeah,
but they only do that twice a year. And every year we see a team like Mississippi State, you know, take LSU to overtime or take Florida to overtime.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so tough. I mean, the parity in that conference is unrivaled. So that's what when I look at Boise State and TCU, I say that, you know, when they go out and play New Mexico, there's no way they're going to lose. They're simply not.
Right.
Whereas, you know,
shouldn't.
When you're an SEC team and you go out and you beat Vanderbilt, it's like, oh, you should have beat Vanderbilt. Well, when you forget that, you know, they have road wins against, you know, Florida and stuff like that. None of it's happened recently, but it does happen in the Southeastern Conference, whereas TCU is clearly outclassing their conference.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
While we're talking about TCU and Boise State, I mean, TCU, as you mentioned, is going to the Big East starting in 2012, I believe. So, I mean, but Boise State was coming to the Mountain West. So you would have had Boise State, TCU, Utah, and BYU. Now, BYU is deciding to go independent. TCU's leaving. So, I mean, why do you think, you know, I know they want the automatic qualifier, you know, for the BCS, but that would have been a pretty decent conference with Boise State, TCU, BYU. I mean, that conference could have been, you know, as competitive as the Big East.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And you know what? The Mountain West probably was getting a legitimate case together for being an automatic qualifier conference. But the problem is that whenever it all started with the Big 12 and whenever they, you know, they were going to split up and then the whole Pac-16 was going to go down, what happened was is Utah got an invite for that from the Pac-10. So Utah was going to be a part of that Pac-16. So Utah went ahead and said, yeah, we're in. Because they thought it was all going down then and that Texas and Tech and you know, everybody was going to follow them over there. Well, that didn't happen. But Utah had already declared, along with Colorado. It happened around the same time. And then you had BYU go independent. So, you know, TCU sitting in the spot to where it's like, okay, we're in this conference. Nobody gives us any respect, and the two best teams are leaving. Yeah, Boise State joined, but it still wasn't a situation to where – it was still going to be the same situation. Like, think about it right now today. If Boise State and TCU were in the same conference, would the argument be any different?
Yeah.
I mean, no. And that's what they would be looking at. And you knew this
but
was going down.
We
talked about this the other day before it happened. Whenever Hawaii declared and they made it official that their football program is going to join the Mountain West, you absolutely knew that TCU was leaving.
Right.
Because Hawaii would have made an odd number of teams, and you knew that this was being made, because it doesn't really make sense. You know what
but
I mean? TCU was going to say, but...
But wouldn't it
but
been in their
like
favor
said,
to
the
know...
move to the Big East? What's that?
Yeah. Now, I was going to say, but wouldn't it be in their favor to know, you know, with Boise State and TCU being in the same conference, wouldn't it do them both a favor to have that one team that's not a BCS school that deserves a shot? I mean, because they would have to play each other, you know, throughout the regular season. So if they both go undefeated, at least we know which one was the better of the teams.
But think about it from TCU's perspective. They're skipping that whole argument altogether.
Well,
I mean, because right now, you saw it with Cincinnati a couple years ago. Now, Cincinnati screwed themselves right at the end, but Cincinnati ended up in a BCS game and almost made it to a national championship game out of the Big East. Because the bottom line is that TCU right now is good enough to run the table in the Big East, and if they do it, you have to put them in the national championship game unless there's, you know, two other undefeated teams and then you have a controversy. So, I mean, TCU, they don't have to worry about being better than Boise State now. You know what I mean? They won't have to play them if they go undefeated.
Yeah.
They'll automatically get in the national championship game. It doesn't make sense geographically. You know, obviously TCU has expanded Amon Carter Field. They put in about 30,000 more seats. And they were doing that to get in the Big 12. But I think that you're going to see a progression here. Because this summer when you heard about all these conference shakeups and there's going to be four 16-team conferences, I don't know if it's going to be the BCS Armageddon that everybody thought it was going to be, but you can bet that it's not over. I mean, TCU goes to the Big East. You're still looking at a lot of things that are undone in the Big 12. A&M is still going to leave. I think you might be looking at 3 years, you know, two more after this season. A&M's going to leave. And even if they don't, the Big 12 has to bring in two more teams. I mean, they can't stay a 10-team conference. Especially when the best team in the conference just went to the Big Ten, Nebraska. So I think TCU might find themselves in the Big 12 when all that goes down. I still think this is a means to an end for those guys.
Well, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, we kind of – and let's talk a little bit about the bowls real quick. We know that, of course, if Oregon wins against Oregon State, they're in. Even if Auburn loses the South Carolina in the SEC championship game, they're still going to be in. So I look at them playing basically, you know, in the Tostitos Bowl for the championship. But who do you think is going to play in that second, in that third and fourth, you know, whether that be the Fiesta Bowl or Rose Bowl?
Well, you know, it's going to vary. I mean, TCU is likely to end up in the Rose Bowl. And, you know, they still got work to do to see who's going to end up in there with them. I mean, a lot of that, you know, hangs on Oregon. If they're in there, you're going to have the second place Pac-10 team.
Right, which will probably be Stanford, right?
Right, but, you know, that's the other thing is they're kind of interchangeable. You can pretty much bet that you're going to have Oregon or Stanford because – if Oregon loses, Stanford would likely be in the national championship game over TCU.
Wow.
And that would put Oregon, you know, in the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So either way you go, and I can tell you what, I hope one or the other happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how much fun would it be to watch Cam Newton and Auburn go out there and play Oregon?
Right.
I mean, they might score 160 points between them both. And the same is the case with TCU.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
The only difference is TCU's defense is probably better than Auburn's or Oregon.
Right.
I mean, they haven't been tested as much. We don't know. But,
yeah, we don't know.
Well, I mean, they only gave up, what, 8.5 points a game this season?
Right.
I think
it
was third in, you know, in FCS. So it's a pretty unbelievable accomplishment that they have. I think that they could go toe-to-toe with anybody, but I don't know that they deserve it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, this is the only time I really try to really get into college football. I like when it starts, of course, because I'm hungry for real football, some kind of organized football. And then I don't really get into it big until the end when it's time to figure out who's playing who and the controversies. We are being joined by our special guest tonight, Casey Millen with Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Now, I want to ask you, now, there's a story brewing about this Cam Newton deal. Now, I know he did get ruled eligible to play as an eligible NCAA player, although they said that his dad did violate the rules. Now, the rule, as I understand it, states that if you or a family member acting in your behalf solicits money in order for you to play, then that would disqualify you or rank you as ineligible. Although they said his dad did that, they said that Cam Newton had no knowledge of what was happening. Now, be that as it may, I mean, to me that sounds like a rule violation, but he was ruled eligible to play. Now, was this all designed, some kind of grand scheme to keep TCU out of the championship game?
I mean, I don't know if I would go that far. I don't know that I would say that their motive had anything to do with TCU.
Yeah.
But what I would say is that I think that there was probably a lot of pressure on them to keep Auburn in the championship game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Auburn loses outright to South Carolina, there's no mud on their face, on the NCAA's face.
Right.
But if the NCAA has to come out right now and say that Auburn's ineligible, they have to forfeit all their wins from this season.
And
you're talking about, I don't know that we've ever seen a guy win the Heisman the way this guy is going to do it in terms of the votes. It's going to be a landslide. There's no one guy in college football that's put up the insane numbers. I mean, this guy, we're talking about a quarterback who's equaling or bettering half of Herschel Walker's single-season stats.
Right.
And Herschel Walker is the standard in college football in terms of running backs. If this guy is doing it from the quarterback position, then he's going to throw for 3,000 yards in 12 games.
Right.
And, I mean, it's absolutely insane, you know, what this guy is doing. And so if the NCAA had to come out and say, okay, Auburn didn't win any games, you know, the Heisman quarterback is out, now who are we going to put in there? So I don't know that they look at TCU and say, we don't want them in there, but I know that if they had to rule them ineligible, this would get real ugly real fast. And I think the bottom line is that they love the BCS, and these power conferences make so much money off the BCS that they can't have that happen. There's so much heat on them already, you know, to keep the BCS going forego a playoff system and all that good stuff. So I don't know, man. I mean, but I also think I would say this, that you're right, you know, The bottom line is that Cecil Newton wasn't acting on his behalf. At least that's how they ruled it. And that's why Cam is still eligible. But I think it's going to be a Reggie Bush situation. I think you're going to see here in 4 or 5 years, maybe 2 or 3, I don't know. But I think you're going to see that these guys are going to go down, sort of. I mean, nothing's going to happen to them the same way nothing happened to Reggie Bush. But Auburn's going to be suspended. It's just that this is the worst thing that we've seen in terms of paying a player since SMU.
Right.
Since SMU
was
a death penalty.
Right. Now
SMU was paying everybody.
Right.
And they were over the top about it.
Right.
But, you know, when you're giving a kid $250,000 and it's a pay-for-play deal and you already know about it and everybody knows about it, I mean, let's be honest, they've admitted everything but the fact that money changed hands. So, it'd be interesting to see how severe that penalty will be.
Well, I think that's pretty interesting, man. Now, you yourself, I know we run into each other all the time at the Mavs games. I know you got some big stuff coming up, some sports blog, and tell us a little bit about this butt naked sports radio show, man. What's the deal?
Yeah, absolutely. We're calling it the Butt Naked Sports Party. It's going to be great, man.
Yeah.
We're going to mix in some characters. We're going to do, some talk. And I'll tell you what, I'm married. We've got two other guys in the show, one of whom is also married, one is not. So we've got a segment called What's Wrong With My Old Lady. You can email us. Tell us what's going on with you and your old lady, and we'll go ahead and diagnose her, let you know what's wrong with her. And I'm sure my old lady's going to be dragged into this on a daily basis because, you know, she's got a lot going on with her.
Are you going to offer advice and solutions?
What's that?
Are you going to offer advice?
Absolutely. We're going to tell you what's wrong. We're going to tell you how to fix it. We're still doing hardcore sports talk on the show. You're right. We've got our sports blogs going. You know, we're out covering these teams, so we're going to let you know, but we're going to hit it from different angles. We've also got a segment on there called the 5 o'clock free crack giveaway. So, you know, we'll be throwing whatever we want in there and giving out free crack. It's illegal to sell it. I think you can give it away, though. I might need to call the NCAA and see if there's some kind of rule violation with that.
Right. You got to check the rules book on that one. Right.
Well, man, I'm good. I want to have you guys on the show. I do. We're going to be launching this right after the beginning of the year. The website is pretty much built. Now it's trying to get all the ducks in a row and making this thing happen. Right. But I'm certainly going to have you on there when we get it going.
Cool, man. Okay, looking forward to it, man. And live, know, keep us posted, years. Man. Keep us posted. Of course, I know you're going to be on again. I know we ran out of some time, but I want to get you to talk about a quick Cowboys. Any quick Cowboy comments? Do you see them beating the Colts? Are the Colts on the decline?
Is Garrett on the decline? Is that what you said?
No, I said the Colts on the decline. Are the Indianapolis Colts on the decline? Do the boys
think? Well, you have to say so. Well, I say, I mean, let's be honest. It's hard to keep a team together for as long as they have. It's hard to win one Super Bowl, and nobody ever thought Manning would win that one, and then he did it. But it's kind of like New England. They haven't been winning Super Bowls. They've been super competitive. And everything around those guys is changing. You know, I mean, Manning has lost most of his top receivers. You know, he had lost Dallas Clark. That defense is pretty much completely different from what they were, you know, a couple of years ago. And, I mean, look at their division right now. It's, you know, nobody expected Jacksonville to be as good as they are. The AFC is always tough. I don't put this on Manning. I think Manning is still the best quarterback in the league. And so, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, they're 6-5, and you are what you are. They're a 6-5 team, and they've got a lot of work to do to still make the playoffs.
So, you're looking for a Cowboys win on Sunday, or?
Man, I'll tell you. You know, the last time I came on the show, I told you I would never pick the Cowboys again until they showed me something. And
the last
3 weeks, they showed me a lot. I mean, this is the team I thought they were. I told you the other day, it's like Denny Green said, they are who we thought they were. They just weren't playing like it.
Right.
You know, I got to a point to where I had to question whether they even were who I thought they were. Like, are these guys really as talented? You know, because you hear so much about that. Oh, they're so talented. Well, why don't they win? Okay, these last few weeks they've won a couple games, and they should have beat the Saints.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if I like them on the road, you know, at Lucas Oil Dome and, you know, playing Peyton Manning. But why not? I mean, I expect it to be highly contested. Indy's had their problems, and, you know, Indy's given up a lot of yards. They lost 3 out of their last 4 games, and I think they're averaging just over 25 points a game that they give up. So for a Cowboys team that, you know, we've got receivers. I mean, you just look at I won't even throw Roy in there, but let's say he's the third one. You've still got Austin and Dez Bryant, who are game breakers.
Right, true.
That's I was at the ranch today, and I'll tell you, Marion Barber not going to play this week.
Really?
Jason Garrett was on the, you know, well, he hasn't practiced all week, and then today he didn't practice before Garrett's press conference. Garrett came out and said that he was going to have to see how he was feeling and all this kind of stuff, but all signs indicate that Marion Barber, if he plays, is going to be in limited role, and he's not going to get the start. I would expect to see Tashard Choice come out there and you know, be the change of pace for Felix.
Right.
Now, I heard Dez Bryant with an injury list today as limited. I mean, I assume he's going to play, though.
Who's that?
Dez Bryant. I heard he went to the injury list as, well, they listed him as limited, I guess limited in practice. But, you know, I know he missed the preseason, but I expect him to play. I mean, I don't think he's not going to play.
No, you're right. I mean, they limited him in practice, and a lot of it's just to get him the rest. I mean, he was still basically, he was still going through his reps. He just wasn't getting as much contact, wasn't going full speed, all that kind of stuff. Isn't this crazy about Dez Bryant? You guys have watched all season. This guy might be the best player on the Cowboys team as a rookie.
He
certainly should be rookie of the year.
He's
doing it injured.
Right.
I mean, think about it. In the last 2 years, before he played on the Cowboys, in the last 2 years, he only played in three football games. He played in three at Oklahoma State, and then he got suspended. So you have to go back to the year before. So he played in three games in 2 years, stepped up to the NFL. He's the best player on the Dallas Cowboys, and he got injured in the preseason. I hate to think of what this guy's going to be like in 3 years. It's going to be unbelievable.
We've seen a lot of guys.
Antonio Bryant's probably the most recent, where you see a guy come up his rookie year, have a crazy year for the Cowboys, and he flakes out. So we never know what's going to happen, but I think that this kid's got it all. I really do.
I don't know how anybody's
going to stop him. You look at Indianapolis this week, I don't know how they're going to stop him, but I don't know how anybody stops this guy.
Yeah, well, that's why my pick against Rodney has been so great lately, because I haven't picked the Cowboys. So right now I'm at an advantage.
We'll see about that, man. I want to thank you for coming on, Casey, man. As always, you know, you're more than welcome on the program. This is Casey Millen with Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. You guys can hear him over the weekend on Saturday mornings. Yeah, tune in. You can listen to him live there. And stay tuned, because he's got a huge deal coming up with the Butt Naked Sports Party, which is coming up at the first of the year. So you guys be looking up for that, man. Thank you for coming on, man.
Hey, man, thanks, guys. I really appreciate your time. You have a good one.
Okay, all right. I'm looking forward to that butt-naked show. It sounds exciting, right?
Yeah, it's going to be nice. I saw some of the stuff he was doing. It's going to be real nice, man. Let's pay a couple of bills real quick, Royce. Let's pay some bills real fast, and we'll come back. We'll be joined with our roundtable. Of course, we have Rick back on the show doing the picks. We're going to have Chosen as well on the show, also doing picks also. So let's pay a couple of bills real quick, and we'll be right back at the RS Sports radio show.
Calling all models, calling all actors, all music artists, all comedians and producers. I got a question for you. Have you been having trouble finding gigs, and not just gigs, but paid gigs? Well, if that's you, look no further. Okay. We've got the perfect solution for your problem. Go to WeBookGigs.info right now.
Okay.
Sign up and create your profile. And let me tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get updates about shows and paid gigs sent directly to your personal Twitter, Facebook, email, and your phone. Now, the best thing about WeBookGigs.info is it's absolutely no cost to sign up. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. WeBookGigs.info right now.
Right now.
What's up out there with it, world?
What's up,
it's your boy Chosen. Man, and I'm back in the building, you dig? And for all of y'all that haven't already done it, you know what I'm saying? Go out there and join IcebreakerProductions.com right now. Support your favorite ICE artist
right now.
You know what I'm saying? Get a ringtone, get a t-shirt, buy the calendar
right now.
Or you can even pick up a teddy bear. You know what I'm talking about? We got everything.
Got everything.
Every Wednesday, y'all need to be checking out the Icebreaker Radio Show at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
7 p.m.
When you hear it, IcebreakerProductions.com. You know what I'm saying? Scroll down to about the middle of the page and click on the player, and you got us. You know what I'm saying? And if that ain't working for you, hop on iTunes and listen to us on the podcast. I ain't tripping. You know, you can get us on anywhere. And if you really want to know what's going down at all times with Icebreaker Productions, you got to follow us on Twitter at Icebreaker Radio. And if you're a Facebook lover, hit us up, Icebreaker Productions. You know what they do. And for all of y'all that like them live, fresh videos, you know you can follow us on the YouTube channel, Chosen972.
Right
now. If you're still in the old school and, you know what I'm saying, you still on MySpace, hit us up, 972. We ain't tripping. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and hop into this album, the reason that you're hearing my voice. You like one of these artists, you know what I'm saying? So get your jam on, get your lean on.
Yeah.
And I'll be back at you later on in the future with more ICE announcements. Already.
Oh, yeah, the wait is finally over.
The new release from Rifleman, Smoke in the City, available now. Album features Blow Fly, Mayhem, Kenfo Jack, and the Grit Boys, with many, many other. Also featuring production from super producer none other than Big Crit. Available now at all of your favorite online retailers, iTunes, Amazon, Napster, Rhapsody, 7 Digital, E Music, and every other major online retailer that you can think of. Don't wait, go pick up Smoke in the City now. It's blazing, it's blazing.
And we are back live on the RS Sports Radio Show. Let me welcome on our guests real fast. Of course, we're going to get into a lot of this NFL talk real quick. So let's welcome on our NFL panel. First, let me welcome on our resident NBA analyst, also NFL analyst as well. We got to get his thoughts on the whole LeBron James deal. Let's bring Rick on the program. Rick, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm good. Right. How you doing?
I'm good,
what's
man.
Going on, man?
Still winning, Rick.
Right on.
Man. Let's bring on one of our new NFL guys. He's been doing the picks with us for the last 2 weeks. Let's welcome him on the program real quick. Let's welcome Chosen. Chosen, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on? I just got to say this to start the show off, man. I am here for the crown tonight, man. No more laughs for me. No more laughs for me.
I'm talking about out the gate with it, Chosen.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not going to get it up easy. I tell you, I got the broom out. I'm sweeping.
Wait, cleaning up. It's coming tonight, Royce.
Okay.
Now,
all right, bring it on.
If Chosen's voice sounds real familiar, he is behind Icebreaker Productions. He does the videos, the commercials for the show. So if you guys need any kind of commercial work done, if you'd like to run some ads on the show or a number of shows that we work with, there's other shows that we produce as well. Please email the show at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We can do your commercial for you live. We can put the music in, the whole nine, as you guys already heard in evidence before. So if you want to get with us, definitely email the show at rsportsradio@gmail.com. Now, of course, Chosen, your picks are being sponsored by Icebreaker Productions. And, Rick, you know your picks are being sponsored right now by Family Vibe Sounds. So if you guys need music for them commercials, hit up Family Vibe Sounds. They can get you guys ready on that as well, too. So without further ado, let's get into some NFL talk. Before we pick real quick, fellas, I want to get y'all's opinion right now. And, Rick, I got to get yours, man. What about this LeBron deal? If you guys ain't heard it already, I'm going to play for you guys what it sounded like when LeBron was introduced tonight for the first time back in Cleveland.
St. Mary High School, number 6, LeBron James. At 4, 6'11", from Georgia Tech, number 1, Chris Paul. A 7'3" center from Lithuania, number 11, Žydrūnas Ilgauskas. 6'4" for Marquette, number 3, Dwayne Wade. At guard, 6'2" from Florida International, number 8, Carlos Arroyo. The Miami Heat.
Real quick, that was LeBron being introduced. I heard those boos, man. Rick, what you think about LeBron coming back? I mean, he put on the show. The boy has, he had like 40-plus points tonight. He put on the show,
man.
He set him up, but they were crushed when he got out there.
It was a drudging going on TV tonight.
Right.
Man, that was the worst
thing.
That was the worst thing they could have done, man. LeBron was over there in the third quarter biting on his fingernails, man.
Right. Yeah, they made him.
He was done. He had 38 in the third, man. Look at her. Boy, that was the worst thing they could have done, man.
Well, you know what? I'm for one, I was happy when my kids left home. So they need to get over it.
Yeah, they
need to
get over
it and go.
I mean, it goes to show that, you know, LeBron James is, you know, one of the best players in the NBA, if not the very best player.
Right.
You know,
right.
And once he gets out there, put his mind to it, go ahead and do what he's supposed to do, you know, he can go ahead and make a statement, make a point. You know, the problem in Miami right now is, you know, it's obvious to me that him and Dwayne Wade, you know, they can't really gel right now. You know, Chris Bosh is easy to kind of fill in, but him and Dwayne Wade, you know, they're kind of passive towards one another. At some point, one of them just need to take over. That's why it seems like they do better when one of them is on the bench.
Right,
you know, and
right,
LeBron has been getting most of the playing time. You
right.
know, but LeBron, he needs to come on in there and take over. He needs to take over. He's a better player than Dwayne Wade, and that's something to say. Dwayne Wade is
very good. Tonight. He definitely did take over tonight for
sure. Oh, my God.
He definitely took over tonight. Now, before we get into these picks real quick, let's do a quick injury update real fast. You guys heard Casey Miller from 1310 The Ticket. He was out at Valley Ranch today. Said for sure Barber's not going to play. Brian was listed as limited as far as on the injury report, but we all expected him to play. And Peterson, Adrian Peterson for the Vikings, he's healing. He will play. Percy Harvin's been suffering from migraines all week, but that's nothing new. He still is going to play on Sunday. Tom Brady did practice, so he's expected to start. Of course, we know he's going to start on Monday night against the Jets. And the story in Pittsburgh right now is the fact that old Big Ben has spent the whole week in his boot on his foot. Now, they said it was a sprain. But the local newspaper, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, put out a story this morning that said it's not a sprain. His foot is actually broken, but they're trying to hide it. Now, the Steelers have denied this claim, but the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette said they have their sources. They talked with some trainers that don't want to be named, and his foot's really broken. But so he's still going to play, though. Now, Roy Snickers, it's a good idea. You think they need to put him out there with a broken foot? They did win three out of four games without Big Ben at the start of the season.
Well, guy, you know, I've seen guys out there playing with broken arms. So, yeah, I mean, if he feel like he can play, that's Ben's decision. But that's a big decision for the franchise. I mean, do you want to put your franchise quarterback out there? But I don't know. That's a big decision, and we'll know for sure Sunday, won't we?
Yeah, we'll know.
Yeah,
we'll definitely know for sure on Sunday. Let's get to some of the picks real quick. Let me pull up the schedule real fast. We can all get on the same page real fast. And for those of you guys listening to the show for the first time, you need to be writing these down. I know it's the second day of the month. If you ain't paid your rent yet, you need to be writing these picks down because you might just be able to pay your rent after these picks, especially if you ride with me. So let's get to the picks real fast. Let's get to the picks.
Yeah, I mean, competitive this week, huh?
Yeah, we're going to be competitive this week. Now, we didn't get a chance to pick yesterday's game. I mean, I'm sorry, tonight's game, Houston and Philadelphia, that game is still actually going on. So we're not going to pick that game. We'll give everybody basically a win for that one. Okay, so everybody starts out 1-0. That's cool?
That's cool.
Okay, cool. So we all start out 1-0.
I would think the winning team anyway.
1-0. So let's jump into the first pick of the night. We got the New Orleans Saints on the road against the Cincinnati Bengals. We know how bad Cincinnati's been. They got beat up by the Jets last week, I believe, and the whole thing with Darrelle Revis versus T.O. We know how that turned out. We know what the New Orleans Saints have been doing. They're kind of hitting their stride right now. Reggie Bush is kind of back, but, you know, not up to speed just yet. We know Drew Brees is going to be Drew Brees. So, Royce, you won last week, so you get to pick first, man. Who you picking out, the Saints and the Bengals?
The only way Cincinnati win is they call some Palmer out. But if they take him out, they put another Palmer in. I got to go with New Orleans. That's my pick.
Okay, going with the N-O. Now, Chosen, I know you did finish last, man. You say you're coming from the crown, so I'm going to let you pick second. Who you picking? You picking the Saints or you picking the Bengals?
You know what? I really want to go against Royce on every pick that he makes just to show him that he doesn't know football like he said he does. But I got to agree with him on this one. New Orleans is a shoe-in for this.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Now, Rick, you get the pick next, man. You going with the Saints or you going to step out there on that limb?
It ain't going to be no limb for me. T.O. is going to have a good game, but, hey, the Saints going to have a LeBron James type game against the Bengals.
Right.
Okay, well, we're going to see about that. And speaking of the game tonight, that game is final, 27-24. The Eagles do win. The Eagles balloon to 7-4. 8-4. And the Texans go to 5-7. So.
They made it a game, though.
Yeah, Vic was 20 for 30,
20 out of 30, 278 yards, and one touchdown. And Shaab went 17 for 28, 251 yards, and two touchdowns. But of course, as we all know, the Texans have the worst passing defense in the league, and that's usually what's going to happen. Next game to pick, we picked the Saints and Bengals. Our next game is going to be the Bears on the road playing the Lions. This is a divisional game, a rivalry game. The Bears are 4-1 on the road this season. The Lions are 2-3 at home, although there are 2-9 in the record. And, Royce, you get to pick first. Who are you picking this game?
You know, right now I was going to the mailbox, and this wagon went by. It had Chicago Bears on it. I jumped on it. I'm a Chicago Bears fan.
Okay.
I got to go with the Bears.
Well, I'm riding with the Bears on this one, man. The Bears look good. The defense looks good. If Culler can stay in the pocket and throw some touchdowns, I think they'll be all right. And they look like a team that's going to have to contend for the NFC this season. Rick, who you picking this game?
I have to go with the Bears, too. I am not a Bears fan, but you have to give them boys credit. The offense has actually been putting up some numbers and sustaining drives. We already expected their defense to do what they've been doing. So give the Bears credit, man. They are a good football team.
Chose, you going to jump out on that limb, man? You going to try to get some points to get on this game?
Nothing doing. No controversy for me on this one. Chicago wins hands down.
You were on the wagon with me. You ain't jumping out the window on this one?
I can't do it. You're more than welcome to.
Well, I'm not going to do it either, man. I got my surprise pick coming up, so I got a real good surprise pick for y'all. Next game to pick is going to be the 49ers coming off a win from Monday night over the Cardinals. The 49ers play the Packers, and the Packers are 4-1 at home, and the 49ers are 1-4 away. The 49ers need to win big, but it's going to be hard to win in Lambeau Field. So, Royce, who you picking?
It's December in Lambeau. You got to go with Green Bay.
You going
cold
to the
weather? San Francisco against sunny California against cold Green Bay. I got to go with Green Bay.
Okay. And Rick, who you picking? I mean, picking this game.
Do not eat the cheese. But the 49ers ain't gonna be able to do nothing with them boys, man. Green Bay all day.
And who you picking this game, Chosen?
You know, I'm rolling with the crew on this one. I mean, I just don't.
Rolling with Rowan.
That's what it takes.
Well, I'm rolling with Green Bay. I think Green Bay is a better team, number one. If you guys don't remember, this is what happened to the last quarterback that played against the 49ers after
right.
the game.
So what Deuce and I talk about is nobody else's business. It wasn't funny. I wasn't laughing about anything. Okay, that's fine. I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious. Real serious. I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
All I'm saying is the camera showed.
I'm just telling you right now what I do every single week. Every single week. I put my freaking heart and soul into this. I study my ass off. I don't go out there and laugh. It's not funny. It's not fun. Nothing's funny to me. I don't want to go out there and get embarrassed on Monday Night Football in front of everybody.
That's why I'm asking.
I'm telling you right now. We're talking. Deuce and I are talking.
What was the context?
I'm done. Sorry.
I'm not dealing with it.
Okay, well, that might have been funny, the question, but what he said was funny.
Right.
What he said was funny.
That part was funny. We got the Jacksonville.
Smooth off his rocker.
Right, we're smooth out. We got the Jacksonville Jaguars at 6-5. They're trying to do something in this particular division. They got a division game against the Titans. The Titans, of course, Vince Young is out. They got their third stringer in there. Collins is not back for this game, as we know of right now. So, Royce, you picking the Jags or the Titans at home?
No quarterback in Tennessee. I got to go with Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jacksonville on this one, too. Rick, who you picking this game?
Yeah, I'm going with Jacksonville, too, man.
You sound a little reluctant, man.
Nah, it's just that I don't want to pick Jacksonville, man.
They hate to pick what I pick, Rodney.
I don't want to pick Jacksonville, man, but, you know, the Titans, they in shambles, man. There's something wrong, man. So I got to go with Jacksonville. They playing better, period.
All right, all right. So you picking Chosen this game?
Well, I already had it picked on my Madden page on Facebook. I mean, it's Jacksonville all the way. I don't see Tennessee winning. I just don't see it.
All right. Okay. So you're going with the Jags on this one. We got the Broncos and the Chiefs. This should be a good game, another divisional game here as well. Roy, so you picking this game? Chiefs at home.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb on this one, Rodney. You know, I think I'd be the first one. I'm going with the Broncos.
Wow. Now, the Broncos are 1-4 on the road, and Chiefs are 5-0 at home. So you really are picking the upset. You know that.
Yeah. She's going to go with
okay.
me.
Okay. Well, I'm not going with you. I'm going with KC. Ricky,
okay.
You picking?
Yeah, you can have that upset with yourself. I'm going with Kansas City.
Charles, you going to jump out in that limb with Royce or leave him out there?
Well, a really good friend of mine, you know, is a diehard Denver fan, and he calls to rub it in every time the Cowboys lose. I can't ride with Denver, man. It's Kansas City.
There we go.
Okay.
Royce, you know your first limb game right there, first game of separation right there.
Yeah, I know we're going to have some upset. Sunday.
Yeah, we got to.
Somebody.
We got to have some.
Right.
We got the Cleveland Browns on the road to play the Dolphins. The Dolphins are 1-4 at home. The Browns are 1-4 away. So it's really a toss-up on this game. Royce, who you picking?
I'm going to take Miami at home.
Okay, take Miami at home. All right. And now, Russ, I'm going to have to go ahead and go against you. I'm going to have to separate you from you for a minute. I'm going with Cleveland on the road this game. Even if Colt McCoy doesn't get a chance to play, although they may put in Jake DeLome like they did last week, but they still
got
what
he did.
I'm going to go with the Browns.
You know what he did last week.
I know what he did last week.
Same thing
he did
in Carolina. Right.
Dope pick.
Right.
Rick, who you picking this game?
I got to go with the Dolphins on this one, only because they playing at home.
Mm. Right. And tell us who you picking, man.
I definitely think Miami is the better team. Cleveland.
Oh, you're going to put me on a limb.
Right. No. Well, you know, if I had rolled with you on this one, this would just be a game that I would really be mad about later on. No, Cleveland losers.
Okay, for real. Well, I'll be on the limb. That's cool. Let's go ahead and speed
through
these
picks. Don't get on
the twig. We got a special guest joining us to pick one of these games this week, one of the biggest games of the week. Okay, so, Royce, we got the Bills and the Vikings. Who are you picking? Vikings at home.
Wow. I say they win one more game. This is it.
So you're going with the Bills?
Right. I'm going with Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. Okay. Minnesota.
Right.
Chosen, who you picking this game?
Minnesota.
And Rick, who you picking?
Minnesota.
Yeah, I hate to make these teams, don't you?
So it seems as if I'm following the leader, but I'm really not.
I'm gonna go ahead and roll with Minnesota on this one too, man. I've been picking them all weekend. I've picked them all season anyway. Now we got another divisional game. We got the Redskins on the road playing the Giants. The Giants are 4-2 at home. Redskins are 3-2 away. McNabb versus Manning. Royce, who you picking?
I love New York. I hate
going
New York, but I love New York. Right.
All right. And Rick, who you picking this game?
Failure to the Redskins, the Giants.
Okay. And Chosen, who you going with?
You know, the Giants are my most hated team in the NFL, but I don't think Washington has anything for them.
Okay. Right. I'm going to go with the G-Men also, just because I think they're a better team than the Redskins. Now, we got the Raiders and the Chargers, another divisional game. Royce, I got to let you pick first. You picking the 5-6 Raiders or the 6-5 Chargers?
Where they play
right.
At home, too.
San Diego in December. I got to go with San Diego. They don't ever let me down in December.
Yeah. Okay. I can understand that. Chosen, who you picking this game?
Oh, I'm riding with San Diego.
San Diego. You know what, guys? This is my upset pick. I'm going with the Raiders this game. It's my upset pick, my upset special right here. I'm going with the Raiders to win this game. The line is actually San Diego by 12. So if I win this game in Vegas, it's on and popping. So I'm going with Raiders on this one. Rick, who you picking?
You Solo Johnson. I'm going with the Chargers.
Okay. I'll take them odds. Then we got the Rams and the Cardinals. Roy, so you picking the Cardinals at home, 2-3 at home. The Rams are 1-4 away, although the Rams have a better overall record at 5-6.
Right now, I hope Guido from Las Vegas don't come looking for his money. But I'm going to have to go with the Rams.
You going with the Rams? Okay. And I think I'm going to go with the Rams as well, too. Although we heard what Derek Anderson thinks. And so hopefully he won't do any kind of laugh from the sideline this time. Chosen, who you picking, man, the Rams or the Cardinals?
Well, I'm against you guys on this one, man. I see Arizona pulling this out there at home.
Really?
There you go.
Okay. Now, Ricky, you going to leave him on a limb or you going to
He's going to be on the limb. I'm rolling with Sam Bradford and the Rams. I need me a good separation pick in there.
Derek,
I got to go with
Rams
on this one.
Is Derek Anderson playing?
I actually expect Derek Anderson to go out there and have a better game. He's going to be serious this week. I expect him to have a better game, but they're not going to be able to beat the Rams, though.
Yeah, he's going to knock somebody out this week.
Now, quick note before you guys pick the rest of these games. At this point in time, Rick, you and Royce would be even. You know, y'all both have picked the same exact teams up to this point. So just think about that with the next couple of picks. We got the Panthers on the road. The Panthers 1-10 on the road to play the Seahawks. The Panthers, of course, are 0-5 on the road. Seahawks are 3-2. Anybody picking the Panthers to win the second game of the season?
No, we can go on.
Anyone. Bueller, anyone.
You know what? Hey, man, you sometimes you got to take that leap of faith, man. I Carolina, it's upset week. You know, Seattle, you know, who is Seattle? Nobody. Carolina, all the way.
There you go.
Wow.
That's how you win.
He's bold tonight, isn't he?
That's pretty bold.
Yeah, a little bit.
Dumb too. We'll see.
A little bit. I'm going to have to go with Seahawks. And I don't want to. That's a pick. That's a pick you don't even want to pick at all, man. It's like, which one y'all going to lose? Not which one's going to win. Who's going to lose?
You're right. You got the Falcons at 9-2 going against the Bucks. Everybody likes the Bucks, the young Bucks. They're coming on strong at 7-4. The Falcons are 3-2 on the road. The Bucks are 3-2 at home. Royce, who you picking? It's a hard game to pick right here.
This is a hard game to pick, but I think Atlanta just have a little bit more firepower than the Bucks. I got to go with Atlanta.
Okay.
Dirty Bird, baby.
Rick, who you picking this game?
I'm going with the Bucks.
Whoa.
Upset pick.
You going to pay me some
I'm
bucks.
Going with the Bucks.
You going to pay me some bucks.
And tell us who you picking this game, man.
I'm rolling with Tampa Bay. I feel good about these guys. They're at home, and I think it's going to be a battle of the trenches.
I'm going with the Dirty Birds, man. I'm going with the Falcons on this one. Give me
That's my boy.
you got the Steelers and the Ravens. As we talked about, this is going to be the Sunday night game. Big Ben may or may not have a broken foot, maybe out there on a hobble broken foot, but Steelers still got a tough defense. This should be a low-scoring game, the Ravens defense versus the Pittsburgh defense. So, I mean, Royce, who you picking this game?
This is another hard game to pick because whoever wins this game is going to be in the playoffs. I'm going to go with the old man because I am an old man. I'm going with Baltimore.
There you go. I'm taking the Ravens, too, because I think that if Ben has a broken foot or a sprained foot, whatever, I like Flacco back there better. So I'm going to have to go with the Ravens, too. Rick, who you picking this game?
Yeah, I'm going with the Ravens myself. I mean, actually, I think the Steelers is going to end up winning for lack of chemistry because Big Ben is either not going to finish the game or he's not going to play at all, one of the two, because I don't think he survives this one right here, not with a broken foot.
Yeah. Yeah. Who you going with, Chosen?
Well, you know, I picked against Baltimore last week, and they made a liar out of me, so I've learned my lesson. Yeah. I'm rolling with the Ravens.
Everybody going with the Ravens this week. And we got two more games to pick real quick before we pick the big game, and I bring on my special guest real fast, the Cowboys and the Colts. Now, Royce, you know how I'm picking, even though I think the Colts have the upper hand. I know Peyton's going to throw the ball like crazy, but I got to pick the boys. And Royce, now I'm interested to see who you're going to pick this week.
Well, number one, Rodney, you picked out a turn. I'll let you have that. But I my record against Dallas is good. I'm taking the Colts.
Okay. Rick, I know how
I
you
know
got.
I'm on a limb on this one. Without
question, I'm going with the boys. There's no doubt about it. But I truly believe that the boys got a chance to win that game, though. I mean, they actually are playing like the team that they should have been playing like, you know, all year long, even though they lost last week. But still, you know, they've been out there very competitive. They should. That's the way they should have been playing.
Okay. And I've chosen, I got to get your pick on this one.
I mean, you know, hey, I disagree with this. You know, I am a Cowboy fan, but you know, these are the Colts we're talking about,
and I think the Colts definitely have to win this game, you know, if they're going to intimidate anybody going into the postseason.
Oh, Colts. It's a must-win for the Colts. It's a must-win.
It's a must-win for the Colts. Agreed. And they do have the best quarterback in the league.
Against your defense.
Now, we'll see, but I got to ride my boys. If I'm going to lose one game out of the week, then I don't mind losing that game because I'm going to ride my boys. Let's take a quick commercial break real fast. We'll bring on our special guest to bring on and pick the Pats and the Jets game.
Oh, yeah, the wait is finally over. The new release from Rifleman, Smoke in the City, available now. Album features Blow Fly, Mayhem, Kenfo Jack, and the Grit Boys, with many, many other. Also features production from super producer, none other than Big Chris. Available now in all of your favorite online retailers, iTunes, Amazon, Napster, Rhapsody, 7 Digital, eMusic, and every other major online retailer that you can think of. Don't wait, go pick up Smoke in the City now. It's blazing, it's blazing.
We are back on our sports radio show. As you guys know, we're making our world famous picks real fast. And guys, before we pick this last game, we got about program. So we got to bring on the number one Patriot in America. Bring him on real quick. Chris, welcome to the program, man.
Hello, how's everybody doing, man?
Hello,
what's going on, Chris?
All right.
Slow motion, I need to address a few things because I've been listening. You know, I like to lay back in the cut and be observant before I get to talking. And riddle me this, Batman. Now, how is it that your Cowboys are going to beat the Colts, but yet you claim that Peyton Manning is better than Brady? Now, Russ, does that make sense, Russ?
No, it really doesn't. I don't know why they did that.
I can answer that for you real quick because if the Cowboys was playing Brady, I would pick the Cowboys then too.
So how in the world is it? Ain't no way in the world Cowboys gonna beat the Patriots. They ain't gonna beat the Jets. They ain't gonna beat Pittsburgh. Like
you're not gonna change anyone's mind about the Cowboys, first of all. But I need to ask you on this one particular game, the Jets and the Patriots. Why do you think the Jets are going to beat the Patriots? Now, you like both teams. I know you like both teams. Who are you picking?
I'm going with the Pats, man. I'm going to go with the wisdom and the chivalry and the gumption and the knowledge, man, rather than, just the young hard-headedness and the arrogance, man. You know what I mean? It's just the arrogance and the talking trash. It's kind of a young thing, man. It ain't really my style. I can show you better than I can tell you is what I always say, and that's what Belichick and them practice and preach, man, rather than Rex Ryan. They do a lot of talking, but, you know, I mean, you're going to have to back it up, man. You're doing a lot of talking. I mean, your team is good, no doubt, but, I mean, hey, man, you got to beat Belichick. It's not an easy feat.
Okay, let me ask you something, though, Chris. Let me ask you this real quick. Now, you look at both coaches, and I'm going to ask everybody this question real fast. This is actually my Facebook question today. If you were playing in the NFL, who would you rather play for? Would you rather play for the fiery Rex Ryan or Bill Belichick?
Bill Belichick, man. There's more knowledge, man, more game. He's like Yoda, you know what I'm saying? And the Force in there, man. Rex is like Luke Skywalker, man. He's still a Padawan in training.
Now, Rick, let me ask you real quick, Tosin. Who would you rather play with? You rather play for Rex Ryan or would you rather play for Bill Belichick?
You know, Bill Belichick all day long. I mean, hey, you know, that guy's, you know, the second greatest coach of all times. You know, number one for me will always be Jimmy Johnson.
Right. I'll agree. I concur with that. Jimmy and Belichick, man. I concur with that.
Now, Rick, who would you rather play with, man?
If I had a choice between the two, I mean, on a cool, I would rather play for Bill Belichick. You know, I think Rex Ryan is cool and funny and all that, but, I mean, give him credit. The man been winning, flat out. He's been winning. And
but
it's
now,
not,
just keep in mind that since, now remember, guys, since Rex Ryan has been coach of the Jets, the Patriots have not won the AFC East. They have not won the AFC East, and they've not beat the Jets in the playoffs since Rex Ryan's been the coach. So that's
This is the third time they're going to face him, like, in the after season, in the postseason?
He's beat him in the postseason.
Correct.
He's beat him in the postseason.
That's what I'm saying. This will be the third time we're playing each other postseason, right?
No. This will be the third time y'all played each other regular season on Monday.
Right. That's what I'm saying under Rex Ryan. This is man, I can see, like, if we were talking about, like, Tony Dungy and Belichick, and then you're talking about, like, a real series. Like, this ain't even a series yet. You ain't got the three games. What series you know is over in two games?
I'm just stating the fact. I'm stating the obvious. Royce, who would you rather play for? You rather play for Bill Belichick or Rex Ryan?
Oh, Belichick, because I'd have my hands be full of rings. Super Bowl rings, baby. So I'd have to go with Belichick. That's exactly what you got to give him credit for. It's something that he's been doing, and Rex Ryan
is, you know, he's starting to do it, but he still haven't gotten that ring or whatever. But Belichick has been doing it, like him or not.
Well, I guess I'm gonna get something by myself then, because I'd rather play for Rex Ryan than Bill Belichick. I like Rex Ryan's style. I like his style. I do. I like
play
his
for Rex. You don't like Belichick. Now tell the truth.
Hey, man, I'm unbiased, man. I'm in the media. I'm unbiased.
Russ, would you help me clear this up, this argument, man?
You can't win this argument, so let it go. I mean,
okay, we got about a minute left in the program.
That's why I win.
Let's pick this game real quick. Royce, you get to pick first. You picking the Jets or the Patriots?
Well, I declined my first pick to pick last on this one.
Wait. How you going to decline your first pick?
Because I've won last week and the week before. I do have a certain privilege.
Okay, well, I'm picking the Jets to win. Rick, who you picking?
I'm going with the Jets to win, too.
I'm picking two to go with the Jets.
Okay.
I give Bill Belichick credit and the Patriots. I mean, they're a good team. You can't knock that. I just think the Jets will win the game.
Royce, Chosen, who you picking?
Oh, I think the Jets is going to do them all day long. This is the time where the Jets have to show that the AFC belongs to them this year.
So, Royce, now it's your turn, man. You got 40 seconds, man. Who you going to pick?
Okay, I'm going to say this quickly. This game is going to come down to defense. Which defense do I think is better? I got two sons. I'm going to divide y'all like Cain and Abel. Chris, I got to go with the Jets. I'm sorry, son.
Oh.
Speak to me next week.
That's okay.
If you hold on real quick, if you guys listen to the show right now live, online, call in at 323-927-2906 before we go off the air. You hear some of the after-hours stuff we about to do. Other than that, we thank you guys for tuning in. Follow the show at rsportsradio.blogspot.com, twitter.com/rsportsradio. Call us right now so you can get in on the after show. Okay, now Chris, go ahead with your comments, man.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's lonely at the top, man. I'll be by myself. It's lonely.
Right, Chris, everybody's on a limb. Everybody's on a limb this week.
Only at the top, man. But believe you and me, I mean, come on, we're talking about, basically, it's going to go down to who's the better coach, basically. Because, I mean, both teams are adequate enough to beat each other. There's no question about that. That as far as, like, physically-wise roster versus, like, what they can actually do with their roster and accomplish with the manpower that they have, there's no doubt that they could beat each other easily all day long. I bet you if they were in the scrimmage, it'd probably be even at the end of the day, you know what I mean, wins versus losses against each other. But I think personally it's going to go down to basically better coaching this game. The first half, as far as what you come out to do, what your game plan is versus the second half, what your game plan is going to go down to coaching. And as far as if I'm going to go down to a chess match, I'm going with Belichick all day long, man. I mean, Belichick is going to be that dude to figure it out and get it done. I mean, the Jets, no doubt, know how to get it done as far as, like, on the field with the players. You know what I mean? They do know how to do that. They ain't really – you got to think the Jets have beat teams, basically, that have had, like, adequate or maybe under-adequate coaching. They ain't played no teams that had
this. Whoa. They beat y'all week two, man.
The Steelers and the Patriots are the only people they play who has just ultimate coaching, who they have to basically, like, figure out what the coach is trying to do and make it work.
Who have y'all played?
We play every week. We beat everybody every week. So we had games where we had to figure it out.
No.
When you play the Patriots, you do not play the same team the second half. There's no question. You don't play the team second half.
Yeah, because they watch
nobody on
the halftime.
They watch
the tape at halftime and cheat. That's why you don't play the same team in the second half.
Let me tell you this, Chris.
This is exactly why he is not going to pick the Patriots.
All right, come on. Somebody else help me out here. Rick, tell me. I'll jump in on this thing.
He is still living in 2008, ladies and gentlemen? 2007?
Let me say this, Chris. Belichick ain't playing Sunday. So you can say all you want to. Belichick won't be on the field. Belichick won't be hitting nobody. Belichick won't be sacking no quarterback or defending any receiver. So you can't put that all on coaches. And you yourself said defensive win 10 games. So who has the better defense? Gonna win this game.
That's exactly the way I'm looking at it. You know, I'm thinking I don't think it's necessarily gonna come down to coaching, Chris. You know, I think it's gonna come down to the players on the field, you know. That's why I think the Jets are just gonna be able to outlast the Patriots. And it doesn't mean that the Patriots are a good team. I think they both are. They beat each other up. It's just like Chris said, you know, they'll take turns, you know, on the sandlot. And I think this is going to be one of those type of games. They're going to be out there on the sand by taking turns.
Right.
And I think the Jets will pull it out.
I'll tell you what.
I'm still going to buy y'all a beer after y'all lose. How about that?
Okay.
Well, this is what I say about the Jets. You know, the Jets have been living in the giant shadow long enough. In the AFC, they mean nothing. They're trying to really earn the respect of their city, and they actually have a team. They've been trying to construct a team that was capable of winning, and they bring in one of the greatest running backs of all time, you know what I'm saying, right. So comparable to Thurman Thomas in the way he can catch the pass and run with it. He can block. Right. He can run the ball. He still has a little bit of breakaway speed. He's getting a little bit older, but I just think that you know, Belichick's team has gotten old. And just as you had great dynasties, everything comes to an end. You know, a lot of people loved it when Bill Clinton was in office, but after 8 years, he was gone. You know.
Right.
Okay, real quick, guys, let's welcome a caller in. A caller wants to come in on this real fast. Welcome a quick caller on the After Hours show for the R Sports Radio show. Caller 8437. You hear us talking about Jets and Patriots. Just give quickly who you think is going to win and why.
Well, first of all, man, guys, I do enjoy the show. My name is Mike, man. I try to tune into it as much as I can. It's a real great show.
Hi, Mike.
I would definitely like to go with the Jets, of course. And I think Rex Ryan is a way better coach than Bill Belichick because, you know,
whoa,
Bill Belichick did cheat to win some of those Super Bowls, and we all know that. You know, they got evidence for that, you know. And I wouldn't say he's the second greatest coach of all time. He's a great coach, and his system has, produced a lot of winners each year in and year out. But I wouldn't say he's in the, you know, top five best coaches. You know, I wouldn't say that. But I'm going with the Jets, man. Young Fire, Rex Ryan, and them players. I'm going with the Jets.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling in.
Good.
Yeah, I heard him. Yeah, I heard. Yeah, I heard the public, Chris. You hear the public. You hear the public.
Hey, man. Look here, man. Fast come and go, man. But style, true style, never goes out of style. You understand me?
I mean,
but you know
I would agree with some of the things that the caller said, but you know, one thing I would have to disagree with is, I mean, call it what you want. Bill Belichick is definitely in the top five. He may not be in the top two,
no doubt about
whatever
that.
The case is. He's definitely in the top five.
I mean, I don't know how you would put five over him, but Royce,
you want to say something?
You know, this is funny to me. I sit back and I watch how you have so much faith in the Cowboys and Chris is for the. Feel the same way about the Patriots. It's good to see y'all Patriots, you know, behind y'all team. I hate to see if they traded one of y'all players. Y'all probably do like the Cleveland Brown fans, wouldn't you? Probably burn something up, huh? Touch something up. I'm glad y'all passionate. I'm glad if Brady ever got traded, Chris probably would never be a Patriots fan, and I'm pretty sure you the same way about Tony Romo. So there you have it, you know. So I'm glad y'all passionate about y'all team, but come on Sunday, only one team will be survived, one will be standing, and one won't. So it's good competitiveness. So we will see Sunday.
We'll definitely see. And Chris, you know, I got nothing but love for you, man, but, I mean, truth of the matter speaking, you know what I'm saying, you know, Bill Belichick's team is just an old, beat-up team. And at the end of the day, they're hanging on. I mean, Tom Brady two more seasons of getting slammed to that turf, man, and you gonna watch what happened to Troy Aikman happen to him. You know, the accuracy
right.
is going to start fading. You know, even
right.
with Peyton Manning, the unjustified crowns that are bestowed upon him, you know, with all of his works. I mean, the guy was often missing the mark in the last game. I mean, I was,
right.
you know, wins and razor blades at the inaccuracy, you know. And I just feel like, you know, as far as the caller statement, you know, look, if you win three Super Bowls in 4 years, and yeah,
right.
they say you cheated,
right.
you know, yeah, they say there's truth, but then you go
yeah.
undefeated,
yeah.
undefeated
right.
all
That's
the way
to
Super Bowl. Now, had they not taken New York for a joke that game, and they would have just punted the ball instead of going for it or just going for the field goal, you know, they would have done what no other team has done in the NFL. You know, so that's admirable. That's admirable.
But you know what,
right.
though? With
very
that
much.
Said, and it closes so out because I know everybody got to run. But with that said, though, Chosen, like I tell Chris all the time, the only thing they'll ever remember from that season is losing in the Super Bowl. They'll never be remembered for winning – going 16-1, they'll always be the losers in the Super Bowl, the team that lost
wow.
in the Super Bowl. That's all they'll be known as, period.
Wow. Well, that's in your world. Unfortunately, everybody else doesn't live in your world.
You know how like to pour salt in the wounds, Chris. You already know. Hopefully,
yeah,
man,
yeah.
If y'all ain't doing that, we all get together. We can watch the game on Monday. We can all get together and break bread together and watch the game on Monday and talk about it on
That's
the show on Tuesday. So hopefully we'll do that.
All right, sounds good. We may do that.
Sounds good.
I want to see who's going to go home with their head down.
With y'all. I don't want to watch the game with y'all. I'm going to watch the game by myself. I'm going to call every one of you after the game, too.
Hey, you know, I feel you, though, Chris. I'm like that, too, though, bro.
For
right.
Real.
I don't watch Patriot games.
I learned that lesson when I watched the New York Giants Super Bowl game with them, and I'll never do it again.
Chris, somebody gonna win and somebody gonna lose. I still love both of y'all. I'm going to do it.
What America does not know is that everyone on this line, they will call me and talk plenty of noise before the game even starts. I won't respond, America.
But, Chris, we didn't make call ID. We didn't make call ID. Somebody else did.
I get no response, America. See how they do me? Hey, we don't do like Rex Ryan, and we don't talk before, man. We don't put the car in front of the horse. We drive right. You understand me?
All right, well, we'll see. Well, thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Casey Miller from 1310 Sports Radio, The Ticket, and also the host of the brand new starting top of the year, the Butt Naked Sports Party, which sounds like it's going to be hilarious. And, of course, I want to thank my always contributors, Rick, for joining us, Chosen for joining us. Thank you for the commercials as well, man. Chris, you know you're always welcome to come on. And we'll see you guys on Tuesday. If you want to hear our picks again, go to the blog on Saturday. All of our picks will be there on the blog and some other special stuff also. Next week we're going to have Avery Johnson and his comments coming back to Dallas and a lot more good stuff for y'all. So stay tuned and tune into the blog at rsportsradio.blogspot.com. See y'all on Tuesday.
Hey, let me ask you a quick question before we go. Will I still be welcome after we win?
No. All right, man.